Between Manchester and Bolton, the ugliness is so complete that it's almost exhilarating. It challenges you to live there. That's probably the secret of the Lancashire working folk. They've accepted that challenge. They're on active service, and so, like the frontline troops, they make a lot of little jokes and sing comic songs. There used to be a grim Lancashire adage, where there's muck, there's money. But now, when there's not much money, there is still a lot of muck. It must last longer. Between Bolton and Preston, you leave the trams and fried fish shops and dingy pubs. The land rises, and you catch glimpses of rough moorland. The sun was never visible that afternoon, which was misty and wettish, so that everything was rather vague, especially on the high ground. The moors might have been Arctic tundras. The feature of this route, once you're outside the larger towns, seemed to me to be what we call in the north the hen runs. There were miles of them. The whole of Lancashire appeared to be keeping poultry. If the cotton trade should decline into a minor industry, it looks as if the trains that once carried calico will soon be loaded with eggs and chickens. It is, of course, the extension of what was once a mere hobby. Domestic fowls have always had a fascination for the North Country mill hands. It's not simply because they might be profitable, there's more in it than that. The hen herself, I suspect, made a deep subconscious appeal to these men, newly let loose from the roaring machinery. At the sound of her innocent squawking, the buried countryman in them began to stir and waken. By way of poultry, he returned to the land, though the land he had may have been only a few square yards of cindery waste ground. Now, of course, sheer necessity plays its part too. We were going through the country of the dole.